Hello, little ones. Are you ready to hear another wonderful story from the Bible? Today we will learn about two brothers, Cain and Abel, and the lesson God teaches us about love, jealousy, and making good choices. A long time ago, after Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden, they started a new life. They worked hard to grow food and take care of the land. Soon they had two sons. The first was named Cain, and the second was named Abel. Cain and Abel were very different. Cain became a farmer. He planted seeds and grew crops. Abel became a shepherd. He took care of sheep and made sure they had food and water. Even though life was harder outside the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve taught their sons to love God and bring offerings to Him. This was a way to show thankfulness to God. One day, both Cain and Abel brought gifts to God for a sacrifice. Cain brought some of the crops he had grown in his fields, and Abel brought the very best lamb from his flock, the firstborn and the healthiest. God accepted Abel's offering because he gave his best with a loving and faithful heart. But God didn't accept Cain's offering because Cain did not give his best, and his heart was not right before God. Cain saw that God was pleased with Abel's offering, but not his own. Instead of trying to do better, Cain became very angry and jealous. God saw that Cain was upset. He spoke to him gently, saying, "Cain, why are you so angry? If you do what is right, won't you be accepted? But if you choose to do wrong, sin is waiting like a dangerous animal ready to attack. You must rule over it." God was warning Cain that his anger and jealousy could lead him to make a terrible choice. But Cain did not listen. One day, Cain invited Abel to go with him out into the field. Abel had no idea what Cain was planning. But when they were alone, Cain attacked his brother and killed him. Cain had made the worst choice of all. He let his anger control him instead of listening to God. Later, God spoke to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" he asked. Cain looked away and said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" But God already knew what had happened. He said, "What have you done? Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Cain could not hide his sin from God. Because he had done such a terrible thing, God told him that he would no longer be able to farm the land, the ground would no longer produce food for him, and he would have to wander the earth. Cain was afraid. He said, "This punishment is too much for me. What if someone hurts me?" But God, in his mercy, placed a mark of protection on Cain so that no one would harm him. Even though Cain had done wrong, God still cared for him. The lesson from Cain and Abel. This story teaches us many important lessons. 1. God sees our hearts. Abel gave his best because he loved God, but Cain's heart was not right. 2. Jealousy and anger can lead to sin. If Cain had listened to God's warning, he could have made a better choice. 3. We are responsible for our actions. Cain tried to hide his sin, but God knew the truth. And lastly, God is merciful even when we do wrong. Even though Cain made a terrible choice, God still cared for him.